have all the members locked in terms of the expectation, is myself, Honorable Bayer Smith, Honorable Martha Bartlett, Honorable Maleta, Honorable Motamai, Honorable Baden-Host. Yeah. Is there any other member that I'm missing here that is not mentioned? Oh, it means it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At this stage, we are 7. Must that do likewise and what? Remind members. We are going to start in a minute. Am I audible enough?
Yeah, we can hear you now. I think Moses had a bit of a challenge there, but I will just check with him. Okay, but Moses can also hear now. It's fine. It's better now.
Yeah, just had roundup members to lock in. But otherwise, before me, O'Connor, we are starting. Good morning once more, honorable members and officials who are part of this important meeting. You are warmly welcomed to this meeting. Today, the 12th of March, 2024, we are gathering here, or we are meeting as a committee to come and consider to receive or be presented with the D version of the Housing Consumer Bill. As we are aware, we have traversed a very, very long process in respect of this particular bill that is very, very much important. And we are at a point where we need to consider and thereafter adopt the D version of the Housing Consumer Protection Bill. And as I said, you are all welcome to this important meeting. Apologies noted, Moss and Fuad. Anyone who has apologized? Can you quickly indicate that to us?
Chairperson, no apologies. No apologies were submitted.
There is no apologies submitted.
Except for the Deputy Minister Tao.
Well, why Minister Tao? This is the UN settlements, not...
Yeah, I think it's just because it goes to everybody, then they...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a courtesy, yes. Thanks, Chief.
Okay, no problem. I've noted all the members who are part of this important meeting. Can I now... if there are no other apologies, we assume that all the members who are not here are absent, without leave, without indicating whether they will attend the meeting or what. Having said that, can I invite an official from the department to present to us the D version? As you are aware, in terms of the process, we took the A version to the provinces. There were public hearings in all the 9 provinces. They presented what is called the C version to us. Now, the C version and the comments are incorporated into what is now called the D version. That is going to be presented today, and then we adopt it, and after adopting it, we refer it back to the provinces for the final mandate. Over to you. I'm advised that Honorable Mikalakis is also in a meeting. I'm advised that Paul Masemola will be the one on behalf of the department who's going to take the committee through to present the D version of the bill. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. I'm led by DDG Corporate Services Mema Tope. May she just take over next. With your indulgence, Chairperson.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the honorable members. Thanks, Paul. My name is Matlopi Tusi. I'm the acting DDG Corporate Services Chair in the Department of Mental Settlement. I'm just here to introduce the team that will be presenting to you, led by Paul Masemola. We also have the colleagues from the NHBRC, who is Ms. Sibongi Lepwe-Ngwenya, who is the Executive Manager for Corporate Services. We have Mr. Ezekiel Mthongo, who is the Acting Manager of Corporate Legal. We also have Ms. Ngadisha Rasibota, who is the Acting Legal Advisor. We also have Natasha from the BRC, and Paul from the department is accompanied by Ms. Judge Mwashi Gomba, who is the Senior Legal Admin. So this is the team, Chair, that has been driving this process and is here to present today. Thank you so much, Paul. With the indulgence of the Chair, we can present them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure if it's sharing that side. Is it sharing?
Yeah, it's appearing on the screen.
Okay. No, thanks, Chairperson and honorable members. We have seen the C list that was adopted by the committee, and we have also looked into the D version. And we are comfortable that the C list that is presented, which was presented as adopted, the issues that were raised there, they were indeed incorporated in the D version that was eventually drafted and presented here today. So I do not know, I'm sure that it may not be necessary to go through the C list, because it's the one that is on the screen, and all the things that we were talking about in the last, the clusters that we spoke about in the last select committee meeting, indeed they were incorporated here in the D version. So thank you very much. We are comfortable as the department on this process that they were indeed incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you very much that. Can I invite the state law advisor and the parliamentary legal person to confirm the correctness of the D version?
Thank you, Chairperson. This is Viloshni Gangan from the Parliamentary Legal Services. I confirm that the version before the committee is indeed correct and has been checked by myself, the state law advisor, as well as the department. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Any comment from the side of members? If you feel that you want to make a comment, Honorable Beyersmith, Honorable Badenhorst, in that order.
Good morning, Chairperson. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I want to ask again, Chairperson, as we had the discussion at the last meeting about the clause by clause, it was referred to this meeting, so I want to know in terms of going through clause by clause on this, and each province, carrying their mandate. Is that going to happen in this meeting or not? I just want clarity on that, because last time you overwrote the state law advisor as well as the parliamentary legal advisor that advised you to go clause by clause. So I just want to hear whether you still stand by that as the chairperson. Thank you.
My understanding is that that will happen after we receive the final mandate from the provinces, but it's fine. Let me proceed with the engagement. Honorable Badenhorst and followed by Honorable Sheikh.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much. I'm partly covered by the question and statement of Honorable Bayers. I just want to add, if I may, you'll recall when we did the departmental responses to the provincial inputs in the last meeting, I brought to the attention of the committee that the Western Province's inputs weren't all duly considered in the departmental responses. I was informed in that meeting by Mr. Masemola that the department had a meeting with the Western Cape Provincial Parliament on the 24th of October, and that some of those inputs were addressed and considered at that meeting. And an undertaking was done in our last meeting by the department that those responses would be made available to me so that I could check how it balances with the departmental responses that took place in our previous meeting. I did send an email to you, Chair, to both your parliamentary email address and to your private email address to remind you of that undertaking, and I haven't had a response, and I also note that very few of the Western Cape input has been taken into consideration in this version of the bill. So I'd just like to get some clarity on that, please.
Oh, okay, thank you. Honorable Sheikh?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson.
You remember when did you send the...
Wait. Chair. Dr. Masemola, mute yourself. You will come after Honorable Sheikh.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, from my side, I just want to say that I don't have any specific comments to make, but perhaps to give an indication that we've been through a process of engagement on this call, and we've received the necessary responses from the various, the stakeholder departments. And I think we're at the point where the diversion of the bill is before us, and I just want to say that I'm happy with the process, and I'm happy with how we got to this point, and that I would say that we should actually then start moving for the adoption of the diversion of the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masemola, Mr. Masemola, can you respond to the issues as raised? Or before that, I see the hand of Honorable Martha Bartlett. Let me hear Honorable Butler. Over to you.
No, Chair. Good morning, Chair. No, I just wanted to move, but I'll come after Honorable Masemola.
No, yes, we are not yet there. Mr. Masemola, can you just comment on that, even in terms of the process that I just briefly outline about what is going to happen after this?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Member. Just indicate that I thought those comments or the suggestions from, or actually the mandate from Western Cape, as I've indicated last time, that we did respond to them, but I don't know where was the glitch, but we will perhaps before even the end of this meeting try to locate it and send it so that Honorable Member is able to see that version. We'll send it through to Committee Secretary. I'm sure you'll be able to send it to them. Honorable Chair, I think we are not having any problem with the process that has been undertaken, that let the provinces then give their final mandate on the version where we are. But we are in your hands as to the process that you may want to take, with the guidance, of course, of Parliament legal advisor on what process needs to happen. But we are available for any process that the committee would want us to follow in this regard. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Can I just briefly remind members what happened? In the last meeting, when we were dealing with this bill, we presented or we noted the comments from different provinces. We presented the C list of this bill, and the exercise was that this must be incorporated in what is before us today, that is the D list, and then going forward in terms of this process, we need to take this back to our respective provinces to obtain the final mandate, and that can only happen after we have adopted the D version. Now, at the point when we consider the final mandates from provinces, it will then be the time that we read this clause by clause. I think this is how I understand the process to be. But going back to Honorable Smith, were you proposing that we must go through this bill clause by clause, highlight or indicate the areas which have been incorporated, or what is it exactly in precision that you were proposing? Because this is a process on its own, and it needs to be followed meticulously, and if members are not happy about this and that issue, we need to find one another and find a way of accommodating one another and move forward, really, without unnecessary glitches. My question would be, are you saying that at this meeting we must go through clause by clause in respect of the D list of the D version of this particular bill? Can you just quickly respond on that before we proceed?
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can just remind you of the previous meeting, which you referred the matter to this meeting, when I raised the matter at the C list already, where we're supposed to go clause by clause and province by province vote on that clause by clause amendment to the previous version.
the state law advisor as well as the parliamentary legal advisor advised you as the chairperson that we should do it in that way. Your secretary to the committee then advised you differently. You overrode that process that was advised by both the legal advisor as well as the state law advisor, and followed the advice of the secretary to do it without going clause by clause, but to vote on the overall bill. Then I raised the matter with you. You referred to this meeting and you said we will clarify it in this meeting and we'll sort it out in this meeting. So the question you asked me should actually be answered by yourself, because I want to hear, are you standing by your decision to override the advice by the legal advisor and the state law advisor following the secretary? That's all I want to know, because then I know what to do next.
No, it's okay. It is okay. Now, it is your right to do whatever that you want to do. I did give an indication in the last meeting that in respect of this particular process, what we are going to do, it is what we were doing at that meeting. It is something that we've done for the last 4 years, 4.5 years, in respect of processing the Section 76 bills. And I further said that this is the knowledge that I've known throughout in terms of the process that Parliament follows, especially the NCOP, to consider the Section 76 bill. But now, having listened to you, I stick to the process that I unfolded, and have now understood what you say, what you mean, in respect of this particular issue, and I'm going to give guidance in terms of how we must proceed forward. How we are going to proceed forward in this meeting today is that the deal list has been tabled. The Parliamentary Legal Office, as well as the State Law Advisor, have advised us that, and they have satisfied themselves that all these issues have been incorporated into the deal list. What we are going to do now is that we are going to adopt this deal list and send it to provinces. This is what we are going to do in terms of the process itself. If there is anything that it is out, we will handle it at that particular level. But for now, with this understanding, I'm going to invite members to propose that we adopt the tea list, seconda, and if there is any objection, it will be indicated, and that case will go to provinces. We hope that by next week we will converge to consider the tea list, to consider the final mandates from the provinces with a view of finally adopting this particular bill and adopting the report itself, incorporating the bill itself. This is how we are going to proceed. And any other issue, any other problem, if there is any, we will handle it as it comes. For now, can I invite any mover for the adoption of the deal list?
I move, Honourable Chairperson.
Honourable Smith?
Thank you, Chairperson. I want this committee to note and record the objection to the process followed for this bill, that it was never dealt with clause by clause, and that by virtue we gave the only opportunity to the department to decide what they want in the bill and what they don't want in the bill. So as the DA, we want our objection to the process recorded, please. Thank you.
You object to the process. We are not there. We are at a point where we decide whether to adopt the tea list or not. That is where
well,
we
it affects it affects the adoption of the tea list, because if the process is flawed, how do you adopt the tea list? Thank you.
No, in short, you're saying you do not support the adoption of the tea list based on the reasons that you are advancing. Okay, it's fine. Honorable Badenos?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not in a position to support the D-list version, because I'm not in possession of the information I requested in the previous meeting to check whether all the Western Provinces comments were indeed handled in the meeting on the 24th of October. So when I receive that information, I'll be able to vote on this, but I can't vote on this now, so I have to object. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Honorable Nikolakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think what Honorable Smith was asking, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, if that wasn't, then let it be what I ask. But I think what he was asking is just that the objection to the process by the DA is minuted in the minutes of this meeting, so that the point that he raised is reflected when we ultimately adopt those minutes, if that can just be added. And I second that request as well. Thank you very much.
Yes. What I understand is that we are here now at the dailies, which was presented before us, and having been presented before us, we by the department, confirmed by the state law advisor and the legal office of parliament, we are adopting the dailies, and this objection, as I understand, attends to what happened in the process in respect of the past, and I really want to underscore this point. And the point is that throughout all the processes that this committee has followed, we have not done anything different. And this D-list was forwarded to members on time before this meeting. And if there were issues that members had, they would have raised those particular issues in relation to what they have, what was tabled before them. Even before that, the C-list was presented before members, and we've dealt it in the way that we have dealt with it. And for me, I don't think that there is any problem. If you record your objection and you want to nullify the process, you are free to do that. That is your right to do that. We will deal with this issue when we cross that particular bridge. But for now, thank you very much. The DA's objection on the process has been noted, and there was a mover for the adoption and the seconder for the adoption of the tea list as such. Thank you very much. It means that what is going to follow, and I want to be slow in terms of explaining this, because we don't want any confusion. All that we want is the substantive issues emanating from the Housing Consumer Protection Bill, that we must deal with these particular issues, and yeah, and then this is okay. And in our respective view, natural justice, the principles of natural justice, both substantive fairness and procedural fairness, in terms of how we dealt with this, were followed and observed, but it's okay. Now, in terms of what is going to happen henceforth, is that we are going to send this to the province. The provinces are going to consider the deal list, engage with the deal list, and out of that they will formulate the final mandate of the final mandate of the bill itself. They will bring this to us, and at that time, as a committee, we are going to consider everything, guided by both the department, parliamentary legal office, as well as the state law advisor, in respect of the process itself. And in that sense, we are going to read clause by clause of this particular bill, considering the final mandates of the different provinces. This is how this is going to unfold. In the final analysis, we are going to adopt the bill. As a committee, recommend that we take it to the House. We're going to adopt the report itself that in precision outlines, will outline what happened throughout this particular process. And if there are issues, we'll then discuss them when you cross that bridge. Until we take this to the House for the final adoption of the bill itself, if the House agrees. In that way, thank you very much, honorable members. We always value your input, your contributions in these processes. They are very much important. We are quite aware that the time is tight. It's election time, and we're doing so many, especially for our own political parties, to campaign and to converse and all of that. And we are always happy and appreciate that you also, in dual way, find a way to attend the meetings, because Parliament is still in session. And these processes, including this bill, are very much important for the life of our people in our country. And it is in their best interest that this particular process gets finalized. With that, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. I equally thank the officials from both Parliament and the Department and the State Law Advice Office to always be there with us, to guide us and attending our meetings when we request them to do so. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Hi, Mr. Dwayne.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.